I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A persecution trend has been quietly taking place in Sri Lanka. People hostile to Christianity will approach churches, often in rural areas, and say that because of a 2008 circular, if the church isn't registered, they'll have to be shut down. Now, in Sri Lanka, a circular is kind of a proposed law that hasn't actually been passed into official law. But churches don't always know that this bill can't force them to stop meeting because they didn't register. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA says VOM Korea is petitioning to get this circular dismantled so it can't be used to manipulate minority Christians. There are a few things that you can do.
One of the things, obviously, is just to be aware of what's going on. That helps us to pray effectively for Christians in Sri Lanka.
You can also sign the petition at VOM Korea. We'll give you that link in the story at missionnews.org. And missionaries spend their lives pouring into people that they serve, but it's just as important for others to pour into them as well. And that's something Global Disciples recognized at its recent worldwide staff meeting. Global Disciples' Josh Kiefer.
We recognize that they are all throughout the year pouring into the lives of these program directors that are running these discipleship schools, small business development, and leadership development.
Kiefer's asking that you pray that the ministry would have the courage to follow God's will and not to underestimate his power.
It's clear that his heart is for the nations, and many times our picture or our imagination of what he could do is very small compared to what he wants to do and even what he wants us to pray toward.
And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So join our social media network and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.